I want to welcome all of you that are with us tonight, both from the team and those of you who are joining us. And you're here to pray. Thank you so much for taking time out for America. God is going to bless you. He's going to bless you wonderfully. When the outpouring is released, you'll forget all these days of laboring. You'll enjoy the gift. And you'll see just what he had in store for you. So thank you for your patience. Tonight, many things went through my mind, but finally, what settled in is what I'm going to share with you. It's not going to sound so new, probably, as it is strengthening your understanding of where we are as a nation at this point in time. So please turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians Chapter 13, verses 12 and 13, and it reads, I'm in the Amplified Bible, "For now we are looking in a mirror that gives only a dim and blurred reflection, a reality as in a riddle or an enigma. But then, when perfection comes, we shall see in reality and face to face." Now, I know in part, imperfectly, but then I shall know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner as I have been fully and clearly known and understood by God. And so faith, hope, love, abide. Faith, which is the conviction and belief respecting man's relation to God and divine things. Hope that is joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation. And love, which is true affection for God and man, growing out of God's love for and in us. These three, but the greatest of these is love. If I had to give a title to what I'm going to say, it would simply be straight talk. As a person abiding in the temporal plane, even as Christians, we tend to look at things through our natural eyes, our natural understanding, our natural hearing. We tend to look at things not as God sees them, but as we see them in the temporal plane. Now, even Christians that very, very much love God will tend to do this. It's rare to find someone who has lifted up their head, so to speak, above the madding crowd and refuses to believe what others live by. Unless that's what God is really saying. That's what God is really seeing and thinking. Somehow, some way in their past, they've seen that there's a difference between the way God looks at things and the way man looks at things. And they like the God factor better. So I want to talk to you about that for a few minutes, because really and truly, I don't know when it's been more important for the church to uncategorically dismiss what you are being shown and what you hear, and even told to think today in the earth. I talk about the press in my book, Prepare for the Winds of Change, what I wrote, I think we published it the first time maybe 30 years ago, 35 years ago. I don't know exactly when, but long time. And even still today, we are seeing things come to pass that are in that book. The entire book is prophetic. There isn't anything in it that isn't prophetic. I was given what I wrote by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Father, and by angelic visitations. One of the things that was discussed with me was the media. This was, now remember, 30, maybe 35 years ago. And the Lord was calling them the false prophets of the day. They are prophesying by the soul. They're prophesying, you might say, by what they're told. They have to give. Many of these false prophets literally walk day by day with their lives in the media on edge. If they don't say exactly what they're told to say, they're fired, and they can be fired immediately on the spot. So it has little to value with what they believe, what they personally think. Most of them will share what they've been told to share for the sake of their job. The press is the greatest, propaganda. The media is the greatest propaganda instrument that, number one, Satan has, number two, the New World Order has, and closer to home, those governmental people that are trying to push our country deeper and deeper into the program of the New World Order. The media is their instrument of propaganda. They don't intend for it to represent truth, even truth that they know, versus things they know are not true. These days, there's really very little thought about whether or not something might be true, only that it must align with the propaganda of the New World Order. This is important for us to remember, because as we've talked about in our team so many times here lately, without the media, the Democratic Party could not have successfully overturned the election. It was done through the media. And the media that forsook truth to do what they were told to do knew full well that what they were doing was wrong. Now, I'm telling you this. You've heard us say things like this for months now. But I want to, in a very pure and simple way, try to help you understand what I want to call straight talk. This is the way it is kind of talk. This isn't talk that bears so much confusion about, well, this could be and that could be. You can sit down even among conservative Christians and come out very confused. So what I'm going to do, what I hope to accomplish, is to give you very pure and simple language so that you can understand what God is seeing and what He is doing. The other truth is, not only did the media have to be involved, but God had to allow it. He had to, in His predetermine of what is best and what isn't, He had to decide to allow things to appear. Please mark that word, appear. He had to allow Biden to appear to be the chosen president, even though God Himself knows it's not true. Secondly, or third, I should say, is the nation. The liberals and the conservatives are both responsible for where we stand. The liberals, because they like, or at least think they're supposed to like, what the Liberal Party is doing with Biden at the head. But what shall we say about the conservatives? Who of the conservatives have arisen and said, we're going to join together, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, and we're going to say to this nation, we know that President Trump won the election. And we are going to contest this deception. Whether it's President Trump or not is not the issue. It is a free election of a free people and our choice of a president. And we are going to contest what we see has been done. So for those who know and understand that President Trump is still the president, and that Biden is, what would you call him? He's a deceiver for sure. He's an imposter. He's an imposter that has invaded the rule of law to steal the presidency. Please write down those words. He's an imposter that invaded the rule of law in this country to take over the presidency. He didn't win. And because nothing has been done about it by anyone, he remains. People stand back and complain, but they haven't done anything to change the present course. Well, that is, no one except those who have laid their lives on the line to bring America back to the corrected course. One of those people is President Trump and his family. I'm not telling you this because I've been watching the news. I don't watch the news. I'm telling you this because this is what the Lord told me in the very beginning. had happened. It was hard to believe. It was very hard to believe that America would abide by a lawless government, because we have had our freedoms for so many years. I never dreamed in a million years that Americans would allow this thievery, but we have. Nevertheless, God is still God, and he's still in control, and he is doing something, and he does have a plan. The other night, he awakened me. He gave me several prophetic messages. Hopefully, in this next few weeks, I can share some of those things with you. But one of the things that he spoke to me was that the Biden presidency it's a sting operation. STING. It's a sting operation. What that means to us is that the Lord and the Republican Party decided they would let Biden do his thing, the Democratic Party do their thing, in hopes of revealing that party for who they are and where they want to go, to the point that even Democrats would become fearful of their own party. It's really an operation to reveal the party that has a program to destroy America's freedom. That means your freedom and mine. And I would say that it's starting to look more and more like that was a wise decision. God let this thing prosper for the sake of revealing the secret and hidden things. I can remember when the angel of the Lord came. He was a huge angel. It's been several years ago now, but I think it was even the angel that overlooks America, that watches over America. This beautiful, beautiful being was so huge. It was a marvel. But I saw him swoop down from heaven. He flew down close to the earth. And he picked the ground full of grass. He literally picked it up off of the earth, pulled it up, exposing all of the roots that were in the top layer of ground. He pulled it up and he flew back into the air, and he pulled this thing like a carpet, like a huge carpet. It reminded me of the way they might try to put fresh, no, but the what they put in stadiums. It looks like grass, but it's not. Yes, AstroTurf. It reminded me, it caused me to think that it would be what it would look like if someone were to pick up the AstroTurf from one end of the stadium and fold it over toward the other end of the stadium. But in this case, when the angel did that, what he exposed was like a virtual underground. It was a place of intense evil. And what was under it were people. And they were making decisions about America's future. They were telling everyone that would listen that they were friends of America, that they were fighting for the underdog. They loved America. They wanted to do America good. But when they were alone under that sod, if you would, they would laugh and mock the American people as they continued deciding what they were going to do to bring America into a communist government with Nazi infiltrators and whatever it would take to bring America into a feudal nation. That is where you have the hierarchy and all the average people were like slaves to the hierarchy, a feudal government situation, and ultimately bring America into the New World Order. This is how they're talking. This is how they're walking. This is how they're planning to make the communist government America's government. Now, you also have over all around, you might say, the edges of America, people that would have been very common in the days of George Washington. I literally saw a vision that lasted the entire month of February, 24 hours a day. I walked with this crown of living, of a, you might say, a living vision going on over my head. That entire time, we had a gathering that we had to do, and I had to prepare for that, and I was able to do it because it was on me like a crown around the top of my head. But I was keenly aware, no matter what I was doing, of what was going on in this crown of vision that I bore for the entire month of February. And you would love to have seen it because, my friends, what I saw was the era of George Washington, where high-ranking people, people that would ultimately become government people, diplomats, very wealthy people, very knowledgeable people, well-educated people, power people, but they all had the most phenomenally beautiful vision for America. When the angel of the Lord came to George Washington during that time, he called him Son of the Republic. Heaven was looking at what was going on, and heaven was preparing with us to bring about what would come to be called the Republic. The Republic was heaven's idea. And what I was shown in this month-long vision was this era. The people were all dressed in the George Washington age garb, their attire. They were all so dignified. It was quite interesting, really. But they would hide in buildings, in homes, out of the way places so that they could meet without being detected and plan the Constitution, plan the American government, what it would be like, what they would allow, what they wouldn't allow, so that as they broke away from the crown, that's what we would break away from the crown for. It would be implemented and a nation would be born. So we have all of these underworld people who want to destroy America, and we have all these beautiful people that want to enhance America for its people. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's what we have today. So we've got the forces, good and evil, some people that are involved in this underworld situation may not be basically evil at heart, but they've been deceived. Some are downright evil. And what we have on the surface is a man whose name is Donald Trump. He was born for this moment. I'm telling you that, and I know it. He was born for this moment. And we have Biden, who represents this underworld mentality and who wants to destroy America. Now, looks like he's president. Can you believe that they can play the game of a marionette and the people of America would yield to that deception? I bet you're like me, and that you find it very difficult to believe that something like that could go on in this nation, but it has. And it wasn't because they were willingly choosing the wrong path, that is, your average American, but they were forced on this wrong path. Because God was going to let these people who ruled on this wrong path reveal themselves, reveal what they have in mind, what they want to do. And they're hurting America. If you've paid any attention, you know that. They're hurting America, and they're hurting America quite badly. But nevertheless, it's broad and superficial. The destruction is not deep. It's not focused and deep. It is broad and it's superficial. Are you with me? I hope so. Because this is what we have. The Spirit of God is on me so strong right now, because He wants to open your eyes and your heart and give you peace, give you comfort, give you an understanding of where He's going, where this nation is going. It doesn't matter what anyone says to you. All that matters is God's will. God has not given up on this country. And no matter what happens between now and the day that Trump takes office in the, you might say, the surreal world, no matter what happens, God is in control. And the military is behind Trump. Now, if Biden had the power of the presidency that the presidency is due, the military would be behind Biden, but they're not. They're behind Trump, whom they look at as being America's president. But even if that were not true, the ultimate is, who does God see as America's president? Who does God look at to tell his thoughts, his desires, his plans, his heart for America and for the American people? Now, if a person wants to believe that America is going to fall and just be destroyed, they have the right to do that. You can believe that if you want to. But my encouragement is, as sisters and brothers in the Lord, is that you're going to stand where I stand, and I'm going to stand where Christ stands. Christ owns America. He still owns America, not Biden, and not communism. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, at the right moment, things are all going to turn around swiftly. And the man who's really been undergirding this nation as our president all these many months is going to take back his rightful seat. And when that happens, you're going to be so thankful that God gave you the strength, the courage, and the grace to keep believing that America is going to prepare a place for God's leadership to rule the peoples of this nation. You're going to be so glad. So Biden's presidency is a sting operation. The purpose is to let the nation see what the Democratic Party has become. It's a party owned by the likes of the Rothschilds, the likes of Soros, and people of their ilk. They want no good for America. They want to own America. Once they get rid of us, then they'll want to fix America up again. And we, as God's government in this nation, we, the intercessors, as God's government in this nation, must stand for God's will. We are obligated to do so. Stand for the return of Trump's presidency to rule over this nation and bring this nation back to the republic as was set forth in the beginning of our days as a nation. Everything we're going to be doing over these next probably several months is going to be working toward the end of this deception, revealing the truth, removing the peoples that are in an illegal place in government, and placing the government back into the hands that God has determined he would use to bring this nation out of its trouble. Because as a church of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is our obligation to stand for truth. Our obligation to stand for God's will. Your kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as we stand for truth and we demand the vision of truth, the deception will lose its hold over the faces and over the minds and hearts of the church. And we will find ourselves in a new place of liberty. It's coming. It's coming. The bottom hand is already here. But what we see and what we live off of as a temporal person is going to be placed on that bottom hand, that foundation, and we are going to walk in the liberty of the sons of God. God has not betrayed our trust. He isn't playing games with us. He isn't telling us one thing and doing another. He has us on a very specific road, one that he is watching over more than he would be, you might say, in good times. His eyes are on the sparrow. And he's not going to let America be lost. What he needs from you and me is to keep the rudder of the ship heading in the direction that he's given you to navigate. And I believe you're with us week after week because you believe the same thing. You feel the same thing. The day is coming and it's close at hand. My dear friends, you are going to be so glad you did not let the deception overtake you and that you stood, regardless of what you said, regardless of what people said, you stood. You're going to be so glad. Now, I'd like to take just a moment. I didn't prepare Ricky for this, but I would like to take just a moment and ask Ricky if she has anything she wants to add, and then we'll get into prayer. Ricky, honey, do you have anything that you'd like to share? Can you go off mute?
I am. Sorry. No, I just thank you. It was a wonderful message, and I'll share some things tomorrow. You know, but thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Our God, it's really moving and giving in the nation. One thing that President Trump said that I think is of great importance is that he said that Biden has done more damage in the United States in the last 15 months than five of our worst presidents. But he said, with our new administration, we're going to be coming back bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Praise God.
And not to worry.
Praise God.
Amen.
Because that damage, John, really is superficial. It's at a superficial level. So it's going to be, I believe, relatively easy to fix.
Because like you were saying, he's an imposter. Everything that he has done since he's been in there is going to be invalidated when the truth comes out.
Isn't that exciting? Isn't
Amen.
That exciting, everyone? All of you people who are online.
Amen.
My heart is just jumping with joy.